From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Tensions mounted in Zimbabwe Thursday as leaders of Southern Africa met behind closed doors in the capital Harare and in Botswana's capital to try to defuse the situation following this week's military takeover. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Some key figures in Zimbabwe's opposition are proposing a transitional government ahead of the elections already planned for next year. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai on Thursday urged Mr. Mugabe to resign.
Taking full regard of his legacy and a contribution to Zimbabwe.
The vice president Mugabe recently fired, arguably the catalyst for this military takeover, has kept a low profile. Emerson Mnangagwa, says Piers Pigou of the International Crisis Group, will lose credibility if he appears too close to the military.
It is absolutely critical for the new incumbents to be able to, I suppose, distance themselves as quickly as possible from the illegal actions of the armed forces here.
But Chitio says the negotiators have a lot to discuss. The crisis came out of a long-running, bitter rift in the ruling ZANU-PF party, which Mugabe has led for decades. Observers saw the move to fire Mnangagwa as a step toward the installation of Mugabe's wife, Grace Mugabe, as vice president. That would have put the unpopular first lady next in line, behind her 93-year-old husband. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The Dalai Lama says that since he is cutting back his international travel, when he is not able to make the trip himself, he might send his appointed representatives to attend international engagements or speak on his behalf indefinitely. The exiled Tibetan spiritual leader says he's increasingly physically fatigued. This is VOA News. Kenya's Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday on two petitions contesting results of the October 26th presidential election. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
The two petitions were filed by a former lawmaker, Harun Mwau, and two human rights defenders, John Jomwe and Khalif Khalifa. The petitioners argue the Electoral Commission committed illegalities by going ahead with the election, despite the opposition leader Raila Odinga pulling out of the race. The human rights defenders, Mwiwe and Khalifa, argued that the Electoral Commission did not conduct the presidential election in all 290 constituencies as required by the Constitution. The Commission failed to deliver voting material to some opposition strongholds in the west of the country due to violent protests, but Attorney General Githu Muigai said this should not be a reason to annul the election. The Supreme Court is expected to rule Monday on whether Kenyatta's win will stand or be annulled again. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
American and Japanese naval forces have begun their annual joint training exercise. It's seen as a show of force in reaction to North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile tests. More than 14,000 American service members are taking part in 10 days of drills, exercises in the waters surrounding Okinawa. Russia said Thursday it has warned 9 American government-funded news operations that they will probably be designated foreign agents under new legislation. It's retaliation for a U.S. demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as a foreign agent in the United States. The Russian Justice Ministry said Thursday it had notified the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and 7 separate regional outlets active in Russia that they could be affected. The ministry published a list of the outlets on its website, including a statement that said the changes were likely to become law, quote, in the near future. American law enforcement officials announced on Thursday the arrest of nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang the Trump administration has vowed to remove from America's streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown codenamed Operation Raging Bull. It was led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the U.S. and 53 members in the group's home base, El Salvador. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.